This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I love Christmas. The warm glow of fairy lights, the smell of mince pies and hot chocolate, and the sound of those much-played festive tunes. We have some amazing events happening around Birmingham and the Midlands in the run-up to Christmas, some of which go on right into January too. Welcome back to Brummie Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummie Mummies as a community for families to share some of the best ideas on things to do with the kids. Why not follow and subscribe to make sure you keep updated on all the fun stuff? Today, I'm joined by our lovely producer, Matt Millard, to talk about all things Christmas and what we're most looking forward to. Lots of these festive events get booked up fast, especially at weekends, so it's well worth finding out about them now and ordering tickets to the ones you want. So, without further ado, let's bring on the festivities. Hi, Matt. Great to have you on the podcast today.
Hi, Zoe. Yep, I can't believe we're here already. Another Christmas. It only feels like yesterday when we did this last year.
That's so true. This year has just flown by so quickly. But we've had an awesome year. We've had a brilliant summer and lovely weather. And now it's time to start looking forward to Christmas and all the joy that brings.
That's it. Mulled wine, cocoa.
Yes. Songs and, yeah, winter walks. Love it. Are you a Christmas fan, Matt?
I mean, there's not many people that aren't, are there? I think Christmas is a fantastic time of year for everyone. You know, when you're a kid, it's amazing getting presents and all that excitement of Santa coming. And then when you're older, it's great to see family and friends and probably have one too many beers.
That's it. It's just such a social time, isn't it? And we're all really appreciating the social times more than ever.
So we're here to discuss the amazing things that go on in and around Birmingham over Christmas. So what's happening, Zoe? What's happening this year?
There's loads happening this year and some really exciting events, lots of new events as well, which is great. So we've got festive light trails, illuminated trains, Christmas villages, and we've got festive ice skating, just lots and lots of different things to choose from. But one thing I would say is that last year and in previous years, we found that tickets have sold out really quickly. So it's really worth listening to some of the events that are coming up and find out a bit more about them and getting your tickets booked if you want to go, especially weekends and in the week running up to Christmas, those tickets seem to go first.
That's it. So get in there early.
Particularly with the first event that I wanted to talk about, which is the Polar Express in Birmingham, which is back. Yay!
Yay!
It was cancelled last year. It was really hopeful that it was going to happen because obviously things were opening up because of, after the COVID lockdowns. But it was decided in the end because of all the disruption that they cancelled it. So people are really excited that Vintage Trains is bringing back the Polar Express to Birmingham.
Amazing stuff. And for people that maybe haven't experienced the Polar Express before, what's it all about?
If ever you've seen the film, the animated film starring Tom Hanks's voice as the conductor, you'll know what the Polar Express story is all about. It's a firm favourite in lots of family homes in the run-up to Christmas. So it's about a boy who climbs aboard the Polar Express train and goes to the North Pole to see Santa. And it's all about bells and whether you can hear the bell. If you can hear the bell, then you believe in Christmas. There's something very magical about it, especially the music, and that's what they do really well. So I took my kids a few years ago, and we arrived at Moore Street Station in our pajamas in the freezing cold, and got aboard the train after following the conductor. And then we were met by cooks, New Yorkers. They're all actors on board and they really get into it. It's fantastic. You feel like you're immersed in it straight away. And they bring you cups of hot chocolate and cookies and they laugh and joke with you and they pitch it just right for whatever age the kids are that are on board. And then you kind of, you see lots of festive lights and then you make your way to the North Pole, which is actually Tisley, but you don't need to know that.
Oh, that's brilliant. So a full theatrical experience then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's really good fun, actually. We really enjoyed it. And that's running from November the 26th right through till December the 23rd, but it's not on every day. So you have to just check which dates it's on the Vintage Trains website. Another favourite that's back is the Birmingham Hippodrome Panto. I think a lot of people love this. It's part of their festivities. It's Dick Whittington this year, and people will be very pleased to hear that Matt Slack is back, because I don't think the Birmingham Panto would be the same without him. This actually makes it his 20th panto.
That's a lot of pantos.
A long time, yes. He's playing the title role of Dick Whittington. And do you remember Marty Pellow from Wet, Wet, Wet? So he's the rat man. And then there's also the black country comedian Doreen Tipton is the cat. And then Suzanne Shaw from Hearsay is okay. In it as well, along with Dr. Range, who people will know from CBeebies.
Yeah, lots of stars then.
It
sounds like it's going to be great.
It's a star-studded cast. It always starts quite late, this does, but it runs well into January. So it's often really busy in the run-up to Christmas. So it's quite nice to book tickets and know that you've got something to look forward to after Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Yeah, keep those festivities going throughout the rest of the holiday.
I think so, because January can be so quiet and drab after all the bright lights of Christmas. So it's quite nice to have this booked in. So it actually starts on Saturday, December the 17th. And then it runs through till January the 29th. So quite a long run. Another one that I really like is the Severn Valley Railway, because it's so old-fashioned and it's like stepping back in time when you go onto the Severn Valley Railway. So it really suits Christmas festivities. And they don't do Polar Express or anything like that. They do traditional Santa trains where you get on board and go on a specially decorated train from Kidderminster to Arley, where you then stop off to see Father Christmas and his elves in a Christmas pantomime.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite nice. Yeah, quite traditional. There's also the Steaming Lights train. We rode on this a few years ago. They illuminate the whole train. So when it pulls up on the station, it looks amazing. In the dark sky, it looks really magical. And then you climb on board and then the route that you take is illuminated with things to look out for along the way.
Probably one for the parents and grandparents as well. I mean, if my dad is anything to go by, he absolutely loves all things kind of old steam trains and stuff. So yeah. I'm sure that's one that grandparents could enjoy as well.
And a nice one for slightly older kids as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also on board, you'll hear "Twas the Night Before Christmas" being narrated by Dame Julie Walters, who's a local actress who we love. So that makes it really special as well. And again, the events don't run every day, and they're different events on different days, so it's best to have a look on the website. But it all starts on Friday, November the 18th, and it runs right through to Christmas Eve.
Amazing. And is that another one that's worth getting in early and booking tickets early?
Yeah, it tends to be. You can often get tickets, last minute tickets to weekday events, but nobody really wants to do that because obviously the kids have got to get up for school. So yeah, if you want to go in a more relaxing way at the weekend or just right in the run up to Christmas after the kids have broken up, then you need to book the tickets in advance. There's another show on at Birmingham Rep, which is Nativity, the musical. So this is nice because Nativity was actually written and directed by Debbie Isaac, who is a local creative in our area. And she created those films that we love. I know it always makes me chuckle watching Nativity in the run-up to Christmas. Have you seen those films?
Yeah, very festive as well.
Yeah, and just a good fun, really. So, that comes to Birmingham Rep on Saturday, November the 19th, and it runs through till January the 7th. So again, it's another one you could do post-Christmas if you're busy in the run-up.
Loads of theatrical things happening in the city then. So what about for people that are in search of snow?
Yeah, well, of course, we're blessed with the Snow Dome in the Midlands, in Tamworth. So that's got to be a perfect place to go in the run-up to Christmas. Obviously, there you can get real snow. And they also have animals come in for a festive adventure for the family. You can visit Santa's house, write him a letter, and ride on a carousel. There's Santa shows, so you can watch him on stage. And then there's also Santa's Christmas snow trail, which has got slides and displays and falling snow. There's even an enchanted forest that you can walk through, and you can play snowballs and hitch a ride on a sledge and slide around in the snow tubes.
There you go. So if we don't get any snow, any real snow this year, then you can always head to the Snow Dome and soak up that winter wonderland and maybe even do some snowboarding.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because there's all the other activities on as usual anyway. So you could go skiing and snowboarding and tubing. So there's loads of things to do there.
Yeah.
So that launches, their festive events launch on Saturday, November the 12th. And they run through till New Year's Day. And then one that's a bit different, not been to this one, and it's on my to-do list because I think it sounds really good. It's called Winter Glow, and it's at the Three Counties Showground in Malvern. So a little bit of a trip out, but sometimes it's nice to have a drive out for a day to do something a bit different.
Yeah, it can add to the adventure as well, especially if you've got younger kids.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if it's going somewhere that they've never been before, then that does definitely add to the excitement. And what's good here is there's actually five different festive experiences that you can do, but you can pick and choose which ones you want. So it might be that you don't want to do all of them. So you just choose which ones you want to do, and it makes it a little bit cheaper. And so you just have to book them in advance just to, you know that you're getting the experiences that you want to do. You can ride on a 120-foot giant observation wheel with views across the Malverns. There's also a light trail. These have been really popular over the years, in kind of the last 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
We've seen more and more light trails coming. And they're quite nice because you can just do it at your own pace. There's ice skating there as well. And then there's a Santa experience. And this is nice because Santa sends you a letter inviting you on a journey through the winter village. And when you get there, you visit the elves' toy shop, decorate biscuits in Mrs. Claus' bakery. Then you can see all the treats in the old sweet shop. And then you get to meet Santa in a proper grotto experience and come home with a gift.
There you go. They've got everything covered.
Yeah, that's a bit like what they do at Lapland UK. Santa sends you a letter when you go there, so inviting you to come along. So it's a really nice way to do it, actually. And then new for 2022, there's also an indoor Christmas market, fairground rides, and a Bavarian bar, which sounds fun as well.
There you go.
And that's actually free to enter the market and the food quarter and the cafe and bar, and parking is free there as well. So that starts on November the 25th, and that runs through till January the 2nd.
Excellent stuff.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know.
Do you like the film Elf, Matt?
So the film Elf is probably played in our house from I'm going to say the start of November, my partner is absolutely obsessed with the film and will quote lines from the film, all sorts. So yeah, I'd say it probably gets played about 15 times every year. So.
Oh, really? So it's one you know well.
Yeah.
Do you know, people love it, don't they? I've got friends who do the same thing, but I love that it's played so many times right through from November, just to get you in the mood. Elf is coming to Resorts World Arena in Birmingham in a kind of supersized way. They're calling it a Christmas spectacular. So it's going to be on a massive stage featuring a huge LED film backdrop. But there's going to be a lot of audience participation. So your partner would love this. There's going to be an audience snowball fight, an indoor snowstorm, an aerial circus stars kind of performing whilst it's all going on. There's going to be a Santa flying sleigh and a giant candy cane journey from the North Pole. I'm not quite sure how that works, but that's part of the magic, isn't it? And what's nice is they've got a mobile stage that will travel into the auditorium so everyone can get a close-up view of the action. So they're going to have a big screen and a small one as well, which will move around.
Yeah, sounds like an interesting one.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's only on 2 days, so probably will sell out quickly.
Yeah, I'd definitely get on with booking that one.
Yeah, it's on December the 22nd and 23rd, so right on top of Christmas. Another traditional one is Warwick Castle. So Warwick Castle looks lovely dressed up for Christmas.
Yeah, a fun favourite that we've definitely mentioned in previous Christmas guides.
Yeah, because it's just full of, you know, twinkling trees and decorations. You can go ice skating on an open air rink there as well, which is lovely with the castle behind you. Great for pictures. You can have story time with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And they'll be telling stories all about Christmas hope and joy. And then after it gets dark, you can go on a magical illuminated light trail, another one of these light trails, all through the castle grounds and gardens. You can actually sleep overnight at Warwick Castle as well. There's a nice village with where you can go glamping, which is fun. So that runs on, just again, on selected dates from Saturday, November the 26th. Through to January the 2nd.
That's it. And for anyone listening that wants more information on any of the things that we're mentioning, you can head over to the Birmingham Mail or Birmingham Live website where we've got a full guide with lots of links.
And we'll be sharing lots more things to do in the run-up to Christmas on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page as well. Lightopia is coming back to Alton Towers. This was a new event last year and it went down really well. It's an immersive light and lantern trail that you walk through the theme park. I don't believe it's hugely festive. It's more about the change in the seasons. It's just really, really pretty, is my understanding of it. So it's full of interactive colour transformations. It just sounds as though it's really beautiful to look at. There's also the Tower Street Christmas Market, and only some of the rides will be open, so not all of them. What they do every Christmas is have a Santa sleepover, which is fun as well. So that runs from Friday, November the 25th through till Monday, January the 2nd.
Amazing.
Legoland, which is right in the city centre in Brindley Place, has a winter wonderland themed mini land this year. So you can go in and you can build a Christmas tree out of Lego and add it to the little wonderland, which is Santa's farm. You can also meet a Lego Santa and collect a limited edition Christmas pop badge. And then all the other usual Legoland things are taking place as well. So the festivities run there from November the 20th until January the 2nd. And then you can also, at the same time as you buy your Legoland ticket, you can buy a discounted ticket to Sea Life Centre because they're both part of the Merlin Group and they're right next door to each other.
Yeah, right next to each other.
So there's a glittering grotto at Sea Life Centre, that's what they call it. So you get to meet Santa and his elves and tell them all about your Christmas lists. There's so many different creatures to meet there, including sharks and penguins and You know, we've got the UK's first and only sea otters at the Sea Life Centre.
I know that now.
You know that now. So that runs from November the 20th through till Christmas Eve. What's quite good there is you just the usual admission price to get into Sea Life, and you just pay £5 extra to see Santa in his grotto. Last year, Webs of Witchbold, which is near Droitwich, they launched an Enchanted Gardens, which was a light trail through the grounds of the garden centre, and you discovered, I think it was 5 different fairy tales along the way. So there was the gingerbread house, and there was Jack and the Beanstalk, and there were the fairies with the toadstools, and it was just really, really pretty, and music, and then you walked all the way through to Santa's log cabin. So that was really nice. So that's happening again this year. And the organisers are saying that it's going to be different fairy tales, but they've not revealed which ones they're going to be yet. So that's really nice, actually. You go over a rainbow bridge into the forest, and all the trees are really lit up beautifully. So it does feel as though you're going into an enchanted garden.
Yeah, I mean, they go to town every year, don't they, Webs? I remember they always used to have like big life-size, like talking reindeer and stuff when you walk through the doors into the garden centre.
Definitely. Well, a few years ago, we held a Brummie Mummy social there at Christmas, and we all went ice skating and visited Santa in his grotto and had hot chocolates. It was lovely, really lovely event. You now see Santa as part of the Enchanted Gardens trail rather than in a grotto, and there's no ice skating there. So this is instead of that, but it's a nice event.
Yeah, well worth a visit.
Yeah. And again, a good place to pick up presents. And there is a traditional Santa's grotto at the Webs in Hagley. And you can do festive afternoon tea at both as well. So the Enchanted Gardens runs from Saturday, November the 5th through till New Year's Day. One of my favourites has to be the Santa Safari at the Safari Park. Have you ever done this one?
I've not been to the Safari Park for a very long time, so you're probably much more of an expert on this than me.
Oh, it is so much fun. It's obviously you get to do the 4-mile winter safari, but the whole of the Discovery Zone is just dressed up for Christmas, and there's falling snow and there's lights. It just looks really, really pretty. You get to go and see Santa in his grotto. When you get there, you're greeted by an elf who shows you to a sleigh, and then you're transported to the North Pole and into the grotto. And the way that they do it is just, it's really fun. They make it really fun for adults as well as for children. You get to see Santa in his log cabin and talk to him about what you'd like for Christmas and have a photo taken, which normally the photo is included in the price, which is really good.
Okay.
And then there's this big elves workshop where you get to choose your own present afterwards, which I think is lovely because then the kids get actually something that they're going to use and enjoy.
Excellent stuff.
So that runs from November the 25th until Christmas Eve. And did you know you can now stay overnight at the Safari Park?
Well, I know through you because we've featured it on some of our some of our other episodes. But yeah, I've heard it's quite spectacular.
It's amazing. So you can stay in a safari lodge and choose whether you're overlooking giraffes or elephants, rhinos or cheetahs. I think there's a tiger one there now as well. So yeah, I mean, if you wanted to go all out and make it a really special experience, then that'd be well worth looking into. Drayton Manor has a magical Christmas every year. They really go to town here. There's fireworks, a festive parade, there's a huge lit up tree. Not all of the rides are open, but Thomasland is open fully. There's 25 rides to try there. And there are sing-along shows and entertainment. There's also a 4D cinema, and the zoo is open as well. So there's lots and lots of different things to do there. They haven't released the dates that it's happening yet, but that's well worth looking into.
amazing stuff there. So there's loads, absolutely loads happening both in the city and a bit further afield. Now, it wouldn't be Christmas in Birmingham and the Midlands without mentioning the Christmas German market.
No, that's so true. It is something that people travel far and wide to come to. It's an amazing market because it stretches all the way along New Street and Victoria Square. It's actually launching on the 3rd of November this year, so it's nice and early. It's great to drop into while you're Christmas shopping and pick up some glühwein, hot chocolate, and all those sweet treats that they do, and the pretzels. There's really interesting stalls as well with different crafty type things to buy, like the little Santa decorations, Christmas tree decorations, and Russian dolls, candles. There's all kinds of things on there. It's just such a pretty market to go to. And there's always things going on as well as you get closer to Christmas. So well worth a look. So that actually runs from the 3rd of November right through till the 23rd of December.
Amazing stuff. So lots of opportunities for 2-pint steins.
Yes.
And everything else that you've mentioned, obviously.
Absolutely.
So Zoe, we've covered loads there, and like we've said, you can check out all these things in more detail on the Birmingham Live website and on all of Brummie Mummy's social media channels.
So you can find out lots and lots more on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummy's Facebook page. So thank you very much, Matt, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and to all of our listeners.
We've put together a guide to all the events we've mentioned, and you can find it on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page. This is a Laudable production, and new podcast episodes come out every fortnight. You can download or stream the Brummie Mummies podcast on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give us a follow and subscribe, and tell your friends about it too. Follow Brummie Mummies on social media for lots more ideas, and sign up to our free newsletter via the Birmingham Live website. Merry Christmas, everybody!